Our goal was to blow everybody out the water. Fuck them all. That's our mentality. That's our little thing. Fuck them all.
Well, fuck, let's get it then.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy why?
Get out, scream!
With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world.
Cut some papers, you bitches.
Who wants me? Who the fuck wants me? You're not gonna be me. Hooray!
This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
Oh yeah, fo shiz, genuine. What's up, homie?
Party till we cry, scarf until we die, cause our arteries are clogged. One scarf, you know the deal, scarf dogs.
And they call it a mine. A mine.
Who ordered the hamburger with AIDS?
It's me.
I'm retarded.
Yo, what it do? Welcome, everyone. This, my friends, is Jim and Them. You're tuned in motherfucking live, twitch.tv/Jim and Them, kick.com/Jim and Them, the Jim and Them YouTube channel, 7-ish Pacific, Friday nights. Let's fucking go.
You're on the Patreon, probably, at patreon.com/Jim and Them. You're on the free tier, where we put up 2 episodes a week of old Patreon content for you to check out. And if you're not on the free tier, clearly, you're on the paid tier getting all that sweet, sweet new content.
Absolutely.
It's all on there. We got commentaries. We got bonus shows. It's all hilarious.
We just recorded a film commentary for the Steven Seagal, Keenan Ivory Wayans film, The Glimmer Man. Turning on these hallowed microphones to record this episode.
You demanded it. We brought it to you.
You've been begging.
From the freons to the peons. Those are the guys that pay.
Ooh.
And the freons are the free guys.
I like it.
And now you can be peed on if you join the Jim and Them Patreon.
Oh, the freons and the peons.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I have a story to tell this week.
This is the story
of a boy named Jim who cried in a river because he's a sad boy inside. We're all sad boys inside. This is kind of like a, this is almost like, well, yeah, it's kind of, it's like sad boy hours a little
Wait,
bit.
Pick
now,
that book back up and put it across your chest like this, because that makes your story more impact.
Like this.
Is it worth it? Can you even hear me?
But last week, I don't know if you could tell, I was getting a little sick last week. And then it was only like a little sore throat. It wasn't too much during the show.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, I was getting like a cough and I was just super tired. I don't think it was COVID, but I hope not. Anyways, the CDC says you don't even need to fucking quarantine anymore.
I think it was probably pussy fever.
It could have been pussy fever. Fresh out of Orlando with my pussy fever.
Yeah, I think that might have been what you had.
Yeah.
But
too much pussy.
So for podcasters, the podcast, I posted it late. I mean, Patreon, of course. Patreon gets it immediately after
of
the show.
Course.
Yeah, don't worry about there.
For the peon.
But so I don't think I posted. It was either Sunday or maybe Monday. So it was kind of a late post to the show. But also, I was in my feelings anyways, that old, like, I get like
I don't know
that,
where this story's going. I can safely say with confidence, I have no clue where this story's going.
I get like that sometimes where I'm like, well, no one fucking cares anyways, you know, that type of shit.
Sure, sure.
Okay. Where I'm like, who fucking cares anyways?
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I have to talk you out of that.
Well, because it's you know, like, obviously, I'm super thankful for everyone that listens to the show. But we've been doing this show for a long time. And like we see people like Yankee in the South or someone like that, and they'll have like hundreds of people in their chat, and people are just giving them money for nothing. You know what I mean?
Hopefully, we'll see more of them tonight.
Work our hands to the bone for scraps.
So sometimes it's just like, when do you just fucking hang it up? You know what I mean? And then, wait, hold on. where is it? Like I started, but then I started thinking, I was like, you know what? But part of it's on me or part of it's on us. You know what I mean? Mm. It's like
very small part.
we're not always out there. We're not, you know, we do the goofs sometimes where we just like shit on the listeners, mm-hmm. but like that's supposed to be the charm thing. But maybe sometimes people don't like just that. You know what I mean?
We don't do that as much these days. I don't think.
Yeah. But I was also thinking, I was like, well, I need to like, you know, on the show, I need to be like interacting more or like inviting people to interact and like more participation from the listeners. Uh-huh. But then I also woke up the next morning on like Tuesday or something, and there was like 5 comments on the Patreon. Jordan Madison made this meme.
Oh yeah, that meme was great.
But like weirdly enough, you guys, you don't understand how great the timing was, because I went to bed real sad hours and I woke up to a bunch of interaction. Like I think Goldbricker had commented something.
Yeah, yeah. He had talked about I think it was us talking about the dom. Oh, he told his domino story. That's what it was.
I don't need to name out so many people, but like a bunch of things. Like overnight, it's like people were picking up my sad boy energy that I was putting out there.
Jim went to sleep very sad that night. Little did he know that all his friends would band together to cheer him up in the morning.
Because I was already thinking, I was like, I just need to put a, I was trying to put a message out there. Like, are you alive? Yeah. Like, sometimes there are people out there and I'm like, are you alive?
Yeah.
And I was already in the midst of thinking of, are you? Are you alive? Just wonder if you're alive.
This is a new segment.
Because I was just, I went to bed thinking, you know. Are you alive?
It's Pogat's on.
Are you alive? Just wonder if you're alive.
POG.
And then also we got a voicemail earlier
Holy
today.
Shit. Okay.
And I think also I got an email.
It's the song. Again.
Yeah. I believe this is from DB Deathlord, because I think I got the email the same day, but then he followed it up with a voicemail. Let
me see. Sure. Hey. All right. Cool. You guys are good and keep up the good work. All right. Play Dire Straits Money for Nothing. I think it ties into the last show you did about millionaires and doing things. And then if you can play the Jim and Them on Skype sounder, that would be...
Oh, fuck, we forgot to do it before this.
All right, take care.
Yeah, well, I was having him lead up to it, so yeah, we could play...
Jim and Them on Skype. Jim and Them on Skype. Jim and Them on Skype.
Wow. I think, didn't Ross Clifford also have like a thing on the Facebook like group and
people
were hitting from all angles.
You telepathically put out the signal and people picked up on your vibe and they're like, we need to help Jim.
Yeah, people were picking up on the vibe because and the email was similar to his voicemail there. He said missing the intros. I'm not sure what intros he means unless I don't always pull new clips. Sometimes I use the tried and true classic movie clips for the intros.
We've been doing
unless
that a lot.
Unless he means. We used to do the long intro where we'd introduce ourselves. Yeah. We stopped doing that.
Could be that.
And or I guess that was clips. When we used to play the Jim and Them on Skype more.
Yeah, might be both.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of both.
He's asking quite a lot. Why doesn't he settle down? Huh? Just one guy.
Yeah, Ross Clifford did.
Is he alive?
He did piggyback off of Mike's discovering of
Hot Ones.
Hot Ones at the end of last week's episode. But then also. Before we just started recording, I got a message from Stax. Apparently, he made a Boopak edit.
No way, really?
Oh, yes.
Dude, okay. We've asked for edits so many times over the years, and they never happened. This is the happiest I've ever been.
Oh, from 789, part 2. I haven't even heard this yet, because it was literally just sent about 30 minutes
Dude,
ago.
Dude, Stax rules.
Let's go.
What do you know about Boopak? Boopak? Boopak Shakur. 40-year-old Boopak. Shakur.
Boopak?
Boopak. I think you mean Boopak Shakur. Boopak Shakur. Boopak Shakur.
Bupak.
Bupak Shakur. Bupak Shakur. Bupak. Bupak and Bupak Shakur. Blowing ounces of piff and constantly smoking high as kites using Rillos.
Yeah,
legends never die. Rest in heaven, Bupak Shakur. I was in the Bupak mindset. Bupak. Bupak. Bupak Shakur.
Blowing ounces of piff.
Blowing ounces of piff and constantly, and then you got the Shakur part, smoking high as kites using Rillos. Bupak Shakur. Legends never
Bupak?
Die.
Bupak?
Bupak?
Bupak.
Shoutouts to Bupak. Bupak.
Bupak.
R.I.P. Bupak. Bupak Shakur. Bupak.
Bupak. Bupak.
Bupak. Wait, you're Bupak? I just learned about Bupak and he catches heados.
Bupak.
Bupak.
Bupak. Bupak. Bupak.
Bupak.
You mean Bupak? He just died.
Bupak Shakur himself. Well, themselves.
Oh, yeah. Well, himself. It's the same guy. Yeah.
What a great show. You're welcome, everybody.
You're welcome.
Oh,
nice.
I love them. I love a Bupak edit.
That's so funny. Yeah. It was as good as I expected it to be. Bupak, Bupak,
Thank
Bupak.
You. Thank you, Stacks. Thanks for the edit.
Yeah, so, but basically, I mean, that's just the open invitation. It's just, you know, are you alive?
Are you alive? Just wonder if you're alive.
You put out a call to action and you didn't even know it.
Yeah, so that's just open to anyone. It could be, you could just send an email. You could do voicemails. I mean, we still have the voicemails. I know we don't bring it up every intro.
Do more Bupak edits. There's about 60 more episodes of Bupak stuff.
Yeah, you could do a Bupak edit. I mean, even just commenting on a video or on a... Or on the piss cord or something.
5 months
ago. Or you could give bits or Amazon Prime sub.
5 months ago, a guy messaged me asking if we would be down to do a... what did we used to call it where we answered questions in part two?
Oh, I was thinking of bringing that back, too.
Need a new name.
Oh,
That was another... I forgot. But yeah, when I was thinking about this, I was like, oh, we got to do that again.
He asked, and I was like, yeah, totally, man. He's like, cool, I'll send you a question. Never heard from him again.
Maybe got cold feet.
Maybe. But yeah. I mean, I felt like I was fairly welcoming. So, hey, if you're listening... And you're the guy I'm talking about.
Are you alive?
Yeah. Jim, I have a question for that guy.
I forget
Jim,
if
Jim,
I...
Jim, Jim, Jim.
Oh, wait. What's the question? Oh, hold on.
Jim, are you
I was
alive?
Pulling something up.
Jim, I have a question for you.
Are you alive? Are you alive? Just wonder if you're alive.
Yeah, oh, that's God. My question to that guy. So, yeah, if you're listening, that's my question for you.
I forget if I may have brought this up on the show. I forget. But it was funny because then I also, this doesn't really matter, but it popped in my head where I was like, you know, what do we do? Like, what do we do wrong sometimes? And
was the answer nothing? And then you fell asleep.
Yeah,
on the
I was
baby?
Like, nothing. Although there was, we got an email, but although I'm still sus of this. So, this isn't quite a great.
Well, we haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah, we haven't heard that in a while. This isn't quite a great. Oh, thank you for the bits, dude. Wait, who is that?
Who the hell was that?
I can't see it for some reason.
I bet it was Kung Par.
Kung Par, if you're alive.
Kung Par, he either liked a tweet of mine or said something on Twitter, and I was like, shit, I didn't know Kung Par was still around.
This I'm still probably sus of anyways, but some guy from a podcast sent an email.
Hmm.
And yeah, I mean, my initial response to this is probably correct. But we got this email that's like, oh, I'm happy you found Jim and them. It was refreshing. Yeah, right.
Oh, wait, didn't you share this to us?
I might have. Okay. I think, did I talk about it on the show I just say it to you guys?
No, I think you just sent us a message.
I don't remember. Thanks.
Thank you. That was someone, right?
Something happened.
Someone just gave us $100,000.
it's real.
That's why we've never heard that sounder.
It's the podcast guy. It was this changer too.
It's happy Mr. I found Beast. Jim and them. It was refreshing. I've listened to so many podcasts that have crappy audio or people just talking over each other. Don't we do that?
Our audio's great.
I don't know what Jeff's talking about.
You guys are doing it right. So this might sound weird, stupid, or even dumb. I have a podcast called Band Camp. A comedy podcast where we read banned books and find out why they were banned in the first place.
Not a terrible idea.
Yeah. Jim and them and Band Camp might cover totally different topics, But I think we both have those moments that land a good laugh every once in a while. In fact, this guy
sounds like a humorist.
Yeah, I think that's how I stumbled upon you, browsing Apple's comedy category. I bet both of our shows share a nice chunk of our audience.
Well, that's not true. Yeah,
I think it's because we both have the same kind of vibe.
Let's check out the pod.
I'd love to work together somehow. We could do something as simple as a promo swap. We could read a plug for your podcast on ours, and you could do the same for us, or we could each play a recorded promo. Should we give it a try? Thanks, Dan.
We're like, here's our recorded promo. Yeah. Come, Boopak. Come, Boopak.
When you're Boopak and you're coming on a guy.
Just us be an idiot.
And I just responded, wait, where was it? Yeah, because he sent it, December 8th, and then the next morning I just put, Ayo, is this a bot?
Did he ever respond?
He goes, no, not that I know of. And then I never replied until at the end of February. I go, sorry, never be too safe these days.
Did he respond to that?
No.
Yeah, fried his brain. You fried his robot brain.
Fried
Take
his bot
that,
brain.
You Chinese bot.
Take that, you goddamn bot.
Yeah, I think it might be a bot.
Globo almost tried to get us once more. Here's Maybe we turn it on and it's the exact same vibe. We're loving the show.
What if he's not a bot, but he's stealing our sounders?
Ooh, if he's stealing our sounders, he's fucking done.
It better not be audio only. Pshaw.
Well, every podcast is that. Except the ones that aren't.
How long is this? How long?
It's fucking stupid.
How many episodes?
Probably six.
He says season four.
He's got a bunch. You know what? I'm not going to judge him, but I hate when podcasts have seasons.
We're in season four.
Oh, we used to have seasons.
We don't have seasons.
Well, we would just say it off the cuff what season we were in.
Yeah, as a goof.
They've been going since, they've been going to actually like exactly a year, basically.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
From March 7th, 2023 was when season one, episode one went up.
Oh, shit.
Reading a book a week?
Yeah, how many books are you? Well, no, they're just discussing the books.
Yeah. Wait, so this is just Book 'em Dano?
Oh, wait, they're just doing chapters.
What?
Huck Finn chapter 18, part one. Wow. Huck Finn chapter 18, part two.
Two parts for one chapter?
Oof.
How long are these episodes?
It's like, what is this? Yeah, how long are these?
They better be like 20 minutes.
Because you know what I was thinking?
Oh, yeah, 30 minutes.
Kind of a side thing, though, but what I was talking to Jacob is we've talked about this on the show before of how there are those movie podcasts that do like, well, Mission Impossible, what they do like 1 minute.
Yeah.
I was like, what if we redo The Sopranos? We just do 1 minute. But we just go through the whole every episode because there's like 80 episodes. They're about 50 minutes each, so we'll get like 50 episodes out of eight. Like we got never ending episodes, guys.
Didn't you and me talk about doing a Patreon show that was one of those like where we watch like 7 seconds of a movie? I can't remember what movie it was going to be. It was going to be something. Someone, if someone remembers what that was, remind us so we can do it.
Who is this? Yeah, let's.
Jump into the middle.
This sounds like a Jacob.
Welcome to Bandcamp. Podcast. My name is Dan.
And I'm Jennifer. And this is the podcast where we read band books to try to find out why
I
am. Banned
I will start off
place.
By saying these people do not share an audience with us.
Yeah, there's no way, right?
Reading the adventures of.
I'm retarded.
He loves common retarded jokes.
That was from his show. That's not from ours.
Yeah. Inevitable because
Churro.
Churros. Out loud in its entirety. To get up to speed, you can check out Bandcamp.
Wait, are they just reading the chapter?
Oh, he thinks he's Geibel studies all of a sudden. I didn't take an hour for one chapter.
It's I don't know. I don't even want to. I don't know why I'm doing this because now we're just like, what? These fucking idiots?
No, we haven't
doing stupid shit.
We haven't made fun of them yet.
Yeah, we're not trying to. But then I'm like, are they just reading it?
We're simply talking about them.
Yeah, we got to build with them. What are their what's their reach?
OK, they do say that they read chapters 22 and 23, but I guess did they also discuss it?
Let's just jump straight to the middle.
Yeah, that's what we've been trying to do our whole lives.
One
curtain and made a little speech and praised up this tragedy and said it was the most thrillingest one that ever was.
Oh, it's good to have a list.
And so he went on a bragging about the tragedy and about Edmund Kean the Elder.
You know what?
Which was to
this
play
guy
the
was trying to make some connections and
it.
He just happened to choose the wrong show to send an email to. That's simply all that happened. He didn't.
Yeah.
He didn't.
It's a shame one of them will die now because he's opened the Pandora's box of reaching out to us.
He's not a bot. He meant nothing nothing ill to us. He simply chose the wrong show to pretend that he had something in common with.
Yeah, you know you done fucked up, right?
Yeah.
You know you done fucked
Heart
up.
Heart smiley.
Right?
Or cat smiling.
No, cat
got
smile.
Everybody's expectations up and high enough. He rolled up the curtain And the next minute, the king come a prancing out on all fours, naked. Naked.
Here we go.
What is with these naked
men? Here we go.
Here we go.
Men being around men naked. What is this, Dan? Yeah,
don't deviate from
you tell me.
They're reacting to that the same way we react to, like, Sam coming in Dean's mouth in, like, a fan fiction.
And he was painted all over, ring-streaked and striped, all sorts of colors, as splendid as a rainbow. And, but never mind the rest of his outfit, it was just wild, but it was awful funny. The people most killed themselves laughing. And when the king got done capering and capered off behind the scenes, they roared and clapped and stormed and ha-ha'd till he come back and done it over again. And after that, they made
him just reading books.
Just reading a book.
Fuck,
this
dude.
Has that nothing to do with us?
Should we just be, I mean, maybe, well, hold on. What were they doing in December?
I think they
Chuck.
Maybe.
I think he shut his eyes, put his finger somewhere on the screen, and we were the show he found.
Let's see. What was the episode that went up around when we were? Let me close my.
Have they just been reading Huckleberry Finn for a year?
Yeah, geez, they were reading Huckleberry Finn chapters 14. Then, god damn.
I think they just read Huck Finn for a year.
Fucking dumb.
They got a media kit. Where's our media kit?
Yeah, it's right here. These nuts.
Make my media kit, Dan.
I got
fuck.
Your fucking Wait, so media kit.
What's the chapter with Inward Jim? They're reading this.
It's got to be all of them, right?
Is he always in it?
They must be.
Is that what we're calling him now?
Inward Jim and them?
Hello.
I pointed to my good friend on the right for those listening on the podcast.
Not black. Look at
maybe that's Jim how there. They found our show.
They just Google N-word Jim and they find
well, I was looking for the wiki.
Our show.
They're like, hey, we're reading Huckleberry Finn. Maybe someone else is talking about it.
Yeah.
I guess Jim and them is.
I got 700 hits for the N-word and the word Jim.
Shit. Yeah. Now I'm very curious on what they say there. Do they say it?
Jim,
the adventure
wondering?
Continues.
There's no way they say it.
Well, if they say it, they're based.
Yeah, what chapters do they say
so
it
So with
in?
That being said...
So I'll they picked the most milquetoast band
Lesbian
book.
Lesbian chapter 14.
Huck Finn.
Here we go.
Beep!
I mean, I like the vibes are being set. He's right. We do have a similar
by
vibe.
By when we got up, we turned over the truck the gang had stole off of the
what
wreck
it do,
and
Inward
found
Jim?
Boots and blankets and clothes. And
if he goes on with another 15-minute inventory of what they got from
let's
their
see,
booty,
chapter two says
I'm
it, it
not
looks gonna like
be able to take this chapter.
Yeah, I can see it's a lot shorter.
Way
and
too much time
and all
for to say.
Yeah, we're gonna be doing this
and a
way
lot
too long.
Of books and
that's
a
how, but
glass.
That's but it's gonna be so satisfying when we get to it though.
She won't say
they
it.
Say it. They say the N-word 200 times in that book.
But look, okay. Chapter two, they say it. I'm Googling it.
Okay, yeah. Good.
I've never thought the word in my life, but I'm trying to Google it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've only shouted the word in anger. I've never once thought it.
Yeah, yeah. Like when you stub your toe.
Yeah. You burn yourself on... You burn the roof of your mouth on pizza? That's the only time I say it.
Do you think maybe they have a disclaimer at the top where they talk about it, if they're going to say it or not?
Fuck yeah. This music.
Welcome to Bandcamp. My name
Mimo
is
Mimo in the chat. And Man Jim.
Jennifer. And this is the podcast. Test where we read banned books to try to find out why they were banned,
book.
In the first place.
Do the
season
sexy.
4. Let's do this. We're kicking butt, taking names.
All right. First word, gulp.
They've had a
how
podcast for 1 year and they have 4 seasons.
Yeah. I mean, they must just do a book a season, right? How don't... do we get this sound? Like, we don't, or do we sound like this? Listen, hold on.
Way?
Listen.
At why they were banned in the first place.
Season 4, let's do this. We're kicking butt,
retarded?
Taking Wait. Names.
We've got to...
Like the rehearsed laugh. Like, should we do that more?
Oh,
should
yeah,
we stop?
Okay.
Like, make sure there's, like, pause and then rehearse laugh and then, like, I don't know.
Okay.
Are we missing that?
Here, we'll try something.
All right.
Hey, ladies and germs.
Oh, Mike. Wait, hold on. I think we need a...
Yeah, put on some iron and wine or whatever.
We need like an audio bed.
Okay.
I'm just trying to search that. No, that's not going to
give
me anything.
Play, no, let's play Jack Keys.
Just put
we got to play Jack Keys. Oh, wait, no. We're trying to not be Jim and them.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me see if this works.
For what it's worth, it's called Muzak. Ah. Like with a Z and an A.
Yeah, this ain't going to work. Hold on.
So, you come here often?
People probably think I'm lying, but that is literally what they call like filler music like that.
No, you're right. Yeah, it's a little of both. It's similar to what I was looking up elevator music, yeah. Which is kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
This ain't bad. All right. Ooh. Wait, hold on. Oh, it's this got a sultriness to it, though. Let me skip ahead a little.
The heat of the night. I don't know what we're doing.
Don't worry, you'll know.
Yeah. Okay. Welcome, everyone. Everyone's favorite game show. Wait, hold on. Hold on. All right. And then so I says to her, what are you going to eat that whole thing?
Oh. Oh, Jim.
That sounds like a thing you'd say, Jim.
And then she... God damn it, I can't turn it off.
I think I got it. I think we can do this.
All right.
Gotta play the music. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Guess I'm stuck doing a show with these two jokers again.
Oh, Mike, you're such a card.
You know what? I don't like Chinese people.
Turn it off.
Fuck. I was right there.
All right.
This is also like a Phil Collins song, like. Na, 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 na.
Let me see. Well, let me try. Yeah, let me see. Maybe no, it's the music.
You're too obsessed with the music.
I'm obsessed with it because I'm trying to find
you're a perfectionist.
The. Let's see.
Sue Kanye Vultures.
Talk show background music.
Okay.
Yeah. No copyright.
Yeah. I think the music's fucking us up.
Yeah,
not
that,
an
that's
intro
true.
Though. Here we go.
I harbor no ill will to the Chinese at all. I don't even know where it came from.
Okay.
Wait, hold on.
Wait. Okay, chill out.
I fucked it up. All right, hold on. Loosen up, everybody. Let's loosen up. All right, you ready, Jeff?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, yeah. So lately, I've been thinking about getting more Chinese with it.
Sorry, Jeff.
You farted.
Sorry, Jeff. I shit myself.
Okay, well, let's get back to
this. I just shit all over my fucking self.
I'm so fucking sorry that I shit all over the fucking studio.
You shit, but it looked like milk.
Smells like fucking
shit. It smelled like
shit.
Bleach. It looked like milk smelled like bleach.
The vibes are the same as this other show. All right, let's go back to it.
All I know is dog comes on the table.
Yeah, I am pumped.
And on the floor and all over me.
We are reading The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn by Mark Twain.
And as always,
there will absolutely be spoilers because we are literally reading this book.
Is the N-word a spoiler?
Once again.
For movies.
For history, Mike.
I think it's kind of a jump scare.
Freaking classic that neither of us have read.
It seems like
Dude,
an
what
important
if they don't know the N-word?
Oh, no.
I'm surprised we skipped it. But maybe we can make up for it. And then for all you who also did not read it yet, hope you enjoy.
Right. And before Jennifer starts reading, let's introduce the third member of our team, our trusty AI robot.
I was going to say a robot as a joke.
To
be
say
like,
the
hello, faggots. We're reading books, homos.
Huck, come on.
I'm only half black, the bottom half.
It's a brief overview of when the book was published and a quick timeline of when and why.
I like, by the way, that we're on a radio show, but we'll both
pretend to be robots. It helps the voice.
Season, we will, of course, read each chapter out loud, and then we're going to try to figure out why it was banned. Oh, robot.
The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn hit the shelves in 1885 and was pretty much challenged on the spot.
Oh, no, AC in the chat saying that Mike said it within the first 3 minutes of a free tier Patreon show a few weeks ago.
I did.
Oh, nice.
But it was like we were playing characters.
Yeah.
Because we were doing a bit about if Jeff Goldblum was in a movie with like a young black guy, would he say it?
So
all of us took turns doing Jeff Goldblum impressions, saying it.
Put the music on. I think I got this.
Lowbrow language. That's right. Oh. The kind of language that I suspect wouldn't be too far afield
How
from what you two might casually toss around. Seems like this book was speaking your language long before
movie.
You started chatting on this podcast.
And
what
I,
I'm
here
trying
I
to
thought
say
you
is
actually
you both
would
are
have
very
an AI
lowbrow,
thing.
So I'm sure you connect with Mark Twain's
Stupid
writing.
Me.
This probably cost him $5.
Critics thought it was lowbrow, dumb humor.
It's not AI, it's him.
No, I think it's a different guy. I think he paid a guy to do that.
Or he just had AI reword it, maybe.
What?
Because it had a voice like this. I don't think he can do this voice.
I don't. It sounded like him, though. It just.
I don't know about you guys.
He was like, I'll do a bit where I'm an AI. Beep, boop, beep, boop.
Bro. I just want to hear if he gives any type of disclaimer here, though.
Yeah, let's hear him
say. Dumb podcast host.
Correct. Like, continuing. The Adventures of the Huckleberry Finn was first banned a few months after its publication in 1885 by the Concord Public Library for its rough language deemed unsuitable for children. No. And it has faced numerous.
It doesn't matter. I just want to hear what his disclaimer is. It doesn't really matter.
You're right.
Spans and challenges since then, including a significant case in 2017 when a school district in Virginia removed the book from classrooms and libraries over racial sensitivity concerns, again faced scrutiny in 2022 when it was challenged in a school district for its portrayal of race and use of racially insensitive language. I'll leave it up to both of you to read chapter by chapter and figure out why you think it was banned.
Yeah. I'm assuming it was a lot of N-word use.
Man, maybe this guy's like us.
Yeah, maybe this guy rules.
That might be the case.
That's an important point to highlight. The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn is indeed notorious for its frequent use of the N-word, appearing over 200 times in the text. I will include a countersound indicator in the background to count the number of times the N-word or a version thereof is mentioned. I will use sound library index code G7HL1335 or 9.
Again, does he get paid by the N-word usage? It's a lot.
I just can't believe it was used so frequently.
So do you think, are they setting it?
The sounder instead of him saying it?
That's what I mean. Are they just going to play the sounder probably?
Smart.
I mean, if they're sellouts and cowards,
yeah,
perhaps.
Yeah, that's true.
Back in the 1800s.
Yeah. So during To Kill a Mockingbird, it was still being used pretty liberally.
Yeah, but think about
Atticus would point out. Like, we don't say that word.
Yeah, that's a word for trash people to say.
We have to set our own ground rules. You're
that's
reading
their
this
word.
Book.
So
there is a very little danger of me saying the N-word, because I just don't say it. You will have the opportunity to say it over 200 times. What are you going to do? Are you going to take the opportunity and run with it, Jennifer?
I'll decline. I will not say the word. That
you heard it here, folks. She's woke.
Wait.
Censor. Yeah, she's woke. He sounds like Will from Yitz, by the way.
Well, I wonder if they'd say it if they were proposing a movie where perhaps Jeff Goldblum was a young teen. I wonder if they'd say it in that context.
What if the AI just says it instead?
Would
they
just all say it at the same time in that situation?
Heard.
Well, one reason it's used so much is because one of the main characters is a guy named Jim, and
it's part of his name.
They called him N-word Jim. So, yeah, we won't be saying that. And just like we did in season one of Band
Camp,
we will play the sound, our little Jaws, mini Jaws theme to let you know in advance when N-word
mini
is coming
Jaws
up.
But
if it's 200 times, are they going to keep playing an intro every time?
Well,
detention.
But they're saying they're saying that they're not going to say it. They'll play a sounder instead of it, and they're going to have a 10-second lead up every time it's about to be said, but then not actually said.
So you don't have to hear the dings.
It's the itty bitty ding. Hmm. It's not the same
word.
Right. For me, I don't think we should just erase it like it never happened, but maybe put it, as I said in season one when we read To Kill a Mockingbird, put it under glass in a museum. This is part of American history and we need to recognize its ugliness, but we don't have to perpetuate it.
Well said.
Excuse me. Now, I get why obviously they're not going to say it in the podcast, but you can't have a banned book podcast and then and then you're reading the banned book, but then you won't say it.
Yeah. Or you save Huck Finn for like way later.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, at this point, people understand who we are. They understand what this show is. We're finally doing the book you've been wondering if we were going to do or not. Here it is.
You hire Terrence Howard to say it each time. Like it's only that. Well, actually, you just get a soundboard of Terrence Howard saying it.
Yeah.
And you just, as you're reading it, you just hit the button. Jim. Beep, Jim.
No, you know what you do? You go on Fiverr and you get a guy to say it in the same voice. Like, Bupak is nasty.
Yeah.
But he's just saying.
Bupak is N-word Jim.
N-word Jim.
N-word Jim is nasty.
Like N-word Jim.
Are you talking about.
Shout out to all my gay niggas.
Jim?
Is that Meek Mill?
Yeah, you're talking about...
Shout out to all my gay niggas.
Jim? Wait, hold on. What's the other one? Where's that other one?
The song?
Yeah, do I still have
it? I hope you do.
I might not have it. Oh, wait, yeah. You're talking about... Jim? Wait, that's the wrong one.
That's a new guy. That's a new guy out of canon.
Maybe I don't have
this
song.
He lives on
anymore.
The river. Gay Jim. See.
Oh, I hope you have it. It's so funny. You could probably just Google.
Wait, oh wait, is this it? Hold on. You're talking about. Yeah, there we go.
That nigga.
Jim.
Nigga.
Jim.
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 You're way off.
I can hear it.
Here we go, chapter one.
Jim.
You don't know about me without you have read a book by the name of The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. But that ain't no matter. That book was made by Mr. Mark Twain, and he told the truth.
So it's going to have bluegrass
there
playing
was things
and
which
shark
he stretched,
theme?
Yeah, they're good with the music beds, dude.
That is nothing. I never
well,
seen
they are mixed well.
They're setting the tone for
that's
sure.
That's not easy to do. I know it sounds stupid, but it's hard to have music and voice at the same time without one of them seeming wrong.
And put it on the table. Then I sat down in a chair by the window and tried to think of something cheerful, but it weren't no use. I felt so lonesome, I most wished I was dead. Oh, that's terrible. Really? Is it that bad? We scrouched down and laid still. Miss Watson's big N word named Jim was sitting.
You sound
her. That is so distracting.
That's the most distracting.
Boom, 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 bing.
Yeah, why do the bing if you're going to say N word?
Exactly. Pick one. Just, do the sound effect at that point.
Yeah. They did the sound effect too, though.
Do it in place of it. Just say bing, Jim.
We need a sounder bing. Of that, though, just because it's so perfect for you.
Yeah.
It's weird because it's like he didn't want to make that many edits, but he still put the sounder in at every point she said it.
That must have taken a lot of time.
Garden, stooping low so as the branches.
He says a bellhop ringer.
When we was passing by the kitchen, I fell over a root and made a noise.
Did I go back at all or
we
no?
I think it's like further than it seems.
Miss Watson's big N-word named Jim was sitting in the kitchen door. We could see him pretty clear because there was a light behind
him. He might
be
doing it live because
he
did it late,
too. He got up and stretched
his neck
about a minute,
bing.
Listening. Then he says...
But it's also because he has to give space for the stupid build. It's like, pick one or the other. You either had the build up or do the ding. But it's like he has to let the build up play, her say it, and then do the ding.
Yeah.
Well, he must have had to edit the build up because he has to know 10 seconds away or whatever every time.
That's what it says, Dan. Says who da. I'm gonna have the hardest time with this.
Should it be who dare?
Who dare? He listened some more. Then he
hey,
came tiptoeing down.
Who
da? Stood right
who's who da?
Hey, who da?
Is that the Saints?
Who da? Yeah,
good
the Saints.
Yeah. Good
fuck them.
Good Pods gave them number one humor podcast.
No way.
No, they
here.
Said they're in the top 50.
But it says one on the trophy.
What trophy?
The bottom right corner. I think that's a ribbon, a gold ribbon.
That's a trophy.
We could have touched him nearly. Well,
oh, no,
likely it was minutes and minutes that there weren't a sound, and we all there so close together. This is a funny situation.
So Jim is looking out the window, or is he actually standing
outside?
He's standing
in... Jim, who are you talking about? What do you mean? you need to be more specific.
I'm confused.
In between them, and they're all being deadly silent.
So Jim Jim doesn't know that these guys are on either side of him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Clown show.
What a dumb
N-word. There was a place on my ankle that got to itching, but I doesn't scratch it. And then
All right. We get it. We get it. So they do the build up, and then they play the ding.
They're doing their best. It doesn't sound like a poorly made show in any way. But I'll be honest. It doesn't seem like a show that has much in common with us.
Except all the production and the sound and stuff.
Two hosts and a robot. Yeah. What?
He's right. We both do sound good, and we both have an AI robot.
Yeah, they're still getting reviews. That's another thing. That's another thing when we're asking...
Are you alive? Are you alive? Just wonder if you're alive.
You can also do reviews. We haven't asked for reviews in a long time. Yeah. There's so many things out there to prove that you're alive. We're doing we're doing like a welfare check out there.
I wish someone would prove to me they're alive right now.
We're swatting all your houses if you don't.
Oh, there's the Jim and Them chat on the Patreon.
Mm.
Prove you're alive in the Jim and Them chat.
Yeah. Just wonder if you're alive. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe now the Bandcamp podcast will play a promo for our show. Yeah, we just send this one over.
Send this promo. Yeah, we have like
alive?
A 30, 45 minute promo clip real
are
quick.
You alive? Just wonder if you're alive.
Now, I think we literally just send that. Well, we send that clip and then we follow it up with this one.
Party till we cry, scarf until we die, cause our arteries are clogged. One scarf, you know the deal, scarf dogs.
Which then we hit him with the trifecta.
Blowing up his epiphany, constantly smoking high as kites using Rellos. Bupac Shakur!
Oh, in man, first, using Rellos is really the five golden rings of that song.
First clip, Stone Cold Steve Austin, just stuff of him. Mm. Second clip, us eating stuff in one bite. Third one?
Third clip, the Sprite
children.
Meme. The Sprite meme.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sprite is for ding.
I saw that in my phone.
Oh, yeah. I got to find if I have it saved. I just have to use my AI to search a word.
If I go back to some of my oldest pictures, it's there.
Ear began to.
Wait, you're talking about when Sprite is for. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this.
These guys are on either side of him.
Yeah. Right behind him,
go,
got up and stretched his neck about a minute, listening. Then he says, "Who da?" That's what.
All right, whatever. I can't find it. I'm gonna have to pull the clip though. I need their sound effect of their build up and their ding.
I'm just sitting here.
It's right next to that picture of us with Grant Smith at WrestleMania.
Oh yeah,
because that's when we found it. We were in the hotel room, and I think for some reason we're like, let's look up like the worst thing we can, and that we found that.
I feel like we were just looking up Sprite.
Well, no, I think we looked up like racist memes.
Couldn't it be us?
No, that we wouldn't sound have done like that. Us.
Side question, actually, because I also, speaking of people are alive, I did reach out to Steven Castaneda this week because I was asking him if he knows about a Mexican Parma. Have you guys ever heard of a Mexican Parma?
Mexican Parma.
No. Apparently, it's an Australian bar food or something.
Oh.
I learned a lot of stuff about Australia because I watch Australian Survivor. No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
There's this guy on there. He's so hungry and he's obsessed with the Mexican Parma. Uh-huh. Apparently, they just make a chicken parm, but they throw a bunch of like nacho shit on it, and they call it a Mexican Parma.
Sounds good.
The dev I'm working with at work is Australian. I should ask them if they know what a Mexican Parma is.
Ask them about a Mexican Parma. And I was trying to see if anyone in the chat, anyone out there know about a goddamn Mexican Parma.
I'll hop in the Slack channel on Monday, and I'll be like, hey, you guys, do you know what a Mexican Parma is?
So, yeah, it's just a chicken. It looks like a steak fried chicken.
I think that looks fucking awesome.
Yeah, like they put spaghetti sauce and melted cheese on it, but then they put like guac and like salsa and put it with fries.
Good. I don't know.
I think it looks pretty fucking good.
I think
good.
It looks delicious.
You throwing guacamole on marinara?
Yeah, that's a little rough.
Yeah, the guac's a little much. If you went all nacho stuff or all Italian stuff, either one of those is a great move.
You could put salsa. Okay, maybe that's salsa. Is it parm? Is it confirmed marinara? If you did salsa.
I've read the description that there's like, it's like a red sauce. Because like, look at these. Is this a Mexican parma as well?
It doesn't look
good. If it's a spicy red sauce, then I think it works. I think the guac would work.
I don't know.
Or Food Network has a thing called Tex-Mex chicken parm.
That's probably them trying to give it a real name.
Because
you can't just call it Mexican parm.
See, that's just like jalapenos and cheese.
Sorry, I saw Indian. It made me gasp. Mm. Oh, look at him.
I think Australians are just retards.
I think they could be onto something, though.
Yeah, I think they're
onto
this.
They never have been.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could make a couple small tweaks and make it good.
Well, if I made that, I would have called it Chazwazers.
Okay, sure, that makes sense. Like, think about it. If you see a burrito, you're going to see a burrito, and you can go, okay, I know the things I wouldn't want on that burrito, but it still looks good. I can do that with this. I can look at it and go, okay,
I could
there's
eat
some
it,
stuff
but I'm
that
like,
I would change, but if I change it to the my version,
and they
it'd
have
be
a
delicious.
Lemon. They have a lemon on the side. For
yeah, put it all over.
Lime. Let's see. What's
put on your salad.
It's the wrong citrus.
For the salad.
This is hogwash.
Hogwash?
Yeah, for hogs, for Australian pigs.
For Australian hogs?
Let's see if that Australian pig messaged us back.
Let's see. Fame hungry, Mexican Parma. Like, because it's funny because when I search it, a lot of Survivor stuff comes up. But I'm trying to find like a basic like description of the mix.
I'm gonna chicken schnitzel
with Mexican salsa, guacamole, sour cream, and corn chips. So maybe it is just a red salsa and corn chips for a unique yet simple twist on the classic.
Well, that's like us making an edible. That's like home cooking. Like, where's a zany dish from Australia? Theirs is just marinara and fucking spaghetti sauce and fucking. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think like the cold guac would work great with marinara.
Maybe it's warm guac.
Warm guac.
Traditional parma is fried breaded chicken or pork topped with white bechamel sauce and cheese instead of tomato sauce. But they call it a parmo.
I am starving. I would fucking up this right okay. now. But do they have parmas here?
Monday morning, I have a meeting with my devs. I'm setting an alarm for myself. Yeah. I will ask them about this, and I will report back on if it's just
parma.
Some sneaky thing that snuck out that's not even a big deal, or if it's actually a thing. And then I'll ask them about the red sauce and everything.
Well, because they even get to a point where they were doing like a challenge, and the goal was to win a Mexican parma.
Wow. That probably tasted so good, though. Mexican parma robbed from John twice.
Poor John didn't get the Mexican parma.
He lost both times.
Next item of temptation. Spaghetti bolognese.
Okay, well, where's the Mexican parma?
He thinks that's Mexican parma.
He gave up to get the spaghetti, but I think the next thing is a Mexican parma. Parmigiana. Yeah, there it is.
Mexican parmigiana, 7-7 style.
Oh, you're dating.
That looks way better than anything they showed us in the pictures, though.
You can't do that to a boy. That.
Well, it could be one of those things where, like, if they make it Gordon in Ramsay. Australia, it's great. But like the stuff that other people are making ain't it.
It still doesn't look that good, actually. right. Cheese is barely melted. What's your boy? Lee would not eat this.
I set a reminder for myself to ask my Australian pals about this Mexican parma.
About the Mexican parma.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't want to have one now. I want to order a Mexican parma.
You should
parma
make your own and it would be good. See if they... Maybe get like a nice mild sauce on there. Oh, the marinara.
I'll hop on.
No
I guess HelloFresh has a Mexican parma.
I'm going to look on Uber Eats and just look up that dish.
Every time I think of this, I'm like, that would be good if you got rid of the guac, you got rid of the sour cream. Like a nice marinara and cheese.
if you're just using
Mexican cheese. Mexican cheese would be good on there, but a mozzarella.
Hey, can you get a Mexican parma at Wawa?
You can get it at Keeve Nation. Is that Wawa?
Cooked chicken schnitzel topped with capsicum, onion, salami, Napoli, and
cheese. This is already not a Mexican parma.
Yeah, that's not a Mexican
salami?
Parma.
That sounds great. That just sounds Italian. Mm.
Tender and juicy chicken breast coated in crispy golden crumbs and layered with a rich, flavorful Parmesan sauce.
That's chicken Parmigiano with ham.
This is just, regular chicken. Smoked ham and melted mozzarella. Enjoyed with chips and salad.
Cordon bleu.
Chicken chips. Parma is an Australian pub classic. So easy to make and enjoy in your own home.
Yeah, you just dump some ragu on some chicken tenders.
Because, what are the Survivor Reddit people saying about their Mexican parma? See, everyone that watches, all the Americans that watch Australian Survivor are like, how do I make it? I want to make an authentic Mexican parma.
Covered in bees. It's just freaking Parmesan with bees all over it.
Well, that'd be, that's the straight up regular Mexican parma, just a Mexican something, right?
Mexican parma. Mexican beef parma.
Well, I didn't even, like, it took me a second to realize because we were saying Mexican, and that's the bees. For people that don't know.
Dude, pull up the fucking,
I didn't pull up the funny.
Dude, get ready to hear us piss ourselves laughing.
Let me see, because.
piss in my mouth.
Got AIDS
where
yet?
Where was it here?
I can't find it. Places in Vegas that are saying they have it.
Yeah, no places have the goddamn Mexican parma, right?
This is just the description. Scroll up.
Oh. Yeah, here we go.
WTF?
So apparently bees are protected in Mexico
Mexico. Yeah, parts of it are, and you can choose to have your place be bee friendly.
But then their food is all covered in bees for some reason because of it.
I Googled it, and the places that do this are still supposed to keep the bees out of the food, and this place just wasn't.
Be friendly.
I do love the guy.
Be friendly.
And yeah, there's just a donut shop, but the bees are crawling all over the donuts.
Well, and there's 1,000 bees in there because they're like they're like gobbed up in the corners.
Because it's a damn bee catcher.
Look at that.
Yeah, they're like, the bees are actually trying to get away.
Yeah.
This is actually a detriment to...
Well, we'll be on our way, as per the agreement.
Yeah, this is like a detriment to the motherfucking bees.
A friend of the bees is a, what the hell, we can't get out?
And there's so many bees.
Just an absurd amount of bees.
I want the jelly donut full of bees.
Yeah, the bee juice. We've kind of referenced the bee juice a couple times. You guys described it on one of our Patreon, actually it was one of our Caddy Studs that we talked about.
I think so.
And then the same night on the show we recorded, it came up a tiny bit.
Yeah. But at the time we couldn't find the commentary video.
Dude, it's so funny. It's so fucking funny.
Let me see. What's the dude's name again?
Oh yeah. It's one of the funniest.
Cause then there's, I mean, some people may have seen the video of the juice, the bee juice, basically.
Yeah, they put their juice in bags and then it's covered in bees.
Yeah, just street juice.
Like, there are bees. There's so many bees everywhere.
So fucking funny.
But yeah, this guy's
so funny.
Commentary video is pretty funny.
Some live bees into your drink to make it more protein heavy. Okay, pour it into a bag and then put an actual bee in this next part of the bag. Perfect. Okay. Now, before you hand it to somebody, can you do like a little wave, like it's actually doing something, and then close it? Perfect. All right. Now, show somebody handing a bag with a bee in it for them to drink. Perfect. Awesome. And then show somebody dumping ice on top of living bees. Perfect. Okay, cool. And then we can see the bees drowning. Take a bug's life real quick. A bug's life movie. Perfect. Okay, now I want you to like drop the like liquid onto them so it like drowns them. Yeah, really stir it up.
Just grinding
so
them into it.
And then pour it over a bee. We can see bees floating in this drink. That's what we want. That's how we get the flavor. Pour it onto a bee. Awesome. Look at that bee stuck in there. Okay, and now just do a little magic wave like it's a little sixth grade magic show. And then cover it up and we're good. Like it's actually doing something. Yeah, I see that little magic thing. Perfect. We did. All right, stir.
But it's so funny because there are so many people that, like, without irony, that are like, but that's how you know it's good because there's a lot of sugar in it because there's bees. And it's like, no, but there are fucking bees in your drink.
Also, yeah. There's a million ways to get a drink that tastes good that does not have bees in it.
Well, you know where there's the most bees at the beach? The trash. It's not like they're connoisseurs of things. They smells or whatever. Maybe they don't even do it. Maybe it's in their proboscis.
Good Lord.
Do we know if it's a sort of a proboscis situation?
Are you talking about the little thingy? The mouth?
The proboscis, Mike.
That was a proboscis.
Proboscis. Pro boner in your ass. I'm going to fuck your ass for free. How about that?
I got nothing to say.
Yeah, put a little bee in your bonnet. Shut my dick.
Well, AC in the chat, I'm not a TikTok guy, but that dude's channel is hilarious. I think he has some funny videos, but that reminds me, I was talking to Kristen earlier. My TikTok feed is like auntie bittersweet sad videos. All I do all day if I watch clips on there, I just weep. I get videos of like, I don't know if it was like a Pomeranian. It's like a dog at the beginning. It's like, it's filmed like a storyline and a dog gets a voicemail from a lady that's like, I have stage 4 cancer and I'm lonely. And then it's like they get all these resources together.
What the fuck?
And they surprise her with a therapy dog. And it's like this whole thing where she's like, I don't have anyone. I'm all by myself. And then they're like, we sprung into action. And we're going to surprise her. We're flying to Alabama or whatever.
Whoa.
And they go to Alabama and they give this lady a therapy dog. And she's like, oh, my God, this means so much to me. You don't even understand. And then in the last 30 seconds, they're like, 3 months later, she's dead.
And we had to put the dog down.
They found a forever home for the dog. And then I get this other video.
The ground.
Of this girl whose dad died. And Her and her dad had this bond over Mandy Patinkin's performance of Somewhere Over the Rainbow on Letterman. It was like this big thing in their lives.
Sure.
She was just like saying like
most of us.
She's just like, thank you so much, Mandy Patinkin. And then like the internet did their thing and Mandy Patinkin saw the video and David Letterman posted the performance. And I'm sitting there just weeping.
Wow.
I got one more too. And I got another one of this like, another terminal stage 4 cancer girl who has a bucket list of things she wants to do. And she wanted to meet Gordon Ramsay. And Gordon Ramsay like flew her out and met her and shit.
Wow.
I'm just sitting there like an auntie in tears. Like sending it to my nieces.
I don't have TikTok.
Retarded guy singing.
Yeah.
That's actually a nice palate cleanser. You get a nice like dumb video in between your misery porn.
Well, Kristen actually is trying to help because she gets the weirdest shit.
Yeah.
Actually, let me see some of the ones. But I'm sorry, no, Mike, what saying, were you saying?
I don't have TikTok, so I don't like have any of that. My closest thing is that on my Instagram, it will show me. I think I've mentioned this on the show. It will show me like, here's this sad, sick cat, and like we're rescuing it and
so
finding it a forever home. But the thing that's dangerous now is my feed is so full of those that I can't open Instagram without just knowing I'm going to see sad. Because the thing, that in the end. Here, I'm going to make a weird comparison. It's like Guardians of the Galaxy 3. You know, in the end, it turns out happy, but you have to sit through a lot of sad animal stuff for it to get happy. And that's what these videos are like. We're like, I know that the sad, sick, skinny, dying cat is going to like find a forever home. You know that that's always what the ending is. But you then have to like see how bad it was. And know that they are not like finding all of these cats, and they're not finding all like, and so that sometimes like I just can't like, I'll just scroll past them, and then I'll feel really really bad that I didn't like it, so I'll scroll back up, like it really quick, and not watch it.
That's gonna make it even worse in your.
Then they just throw more of them at me, so it's like, God damn! I wish when all I got was like skateboarding videos and Disney princesses. Now they got like sad like sick cats getting like rejuvenated, but it's like the sad part's up front.
Mine's all just muscle mommies and retarded guys. You should join the good side.
Well, fuck yeah.
Kristen's helping me out sending the weird stuff she gets. Like, she got this one. I just liked it.
Giving Claire's, especially this shit right here. Like, what is that? Honey.
Yeah.
For podcasters.
I couldn't have predicted that for a million years.
I didn't know there was a way that you could have one. He has like a flat wheelchair that he operates with his mouth.
Like he's on a fucking massage bed.
Yeah, just like a.
It doesn't seem optimal.
But it's just like a gay like guy Superman. Just filming like Coach bags or something, like making catty catty comments, and then a guy floats by like face down on
a
wheelchair,
like paralyzed, laying face down in winter gear.
But you didn't hear
with his mouth.
He hit him with a Yas Queen.
Bears, especially this shit right here. Like, what is that?
Right, listen.
Yes, Queen.
He's got like fucking
like
limp, useless legs.
Yeah, his tiny, useless legs. How is this guy? He's like the skateboard guy from Boston Dynamics, though. I've got no legs.
What the fuck? I did not expect that. I really, really did. I couldn't have predicted anything even close to that.
Yeah, no, that's a great one.
Just casually driving the iron lung down the sidewalk.
Wow. Oh, my God. How lucky is Kristen?
Yeah, this is kind of the stuff that I see.
Yeah, I need more of that stuff. I get that every now and then, or I get like, every now and then I'll get like weird theme park people, like, usually, like, as TikTok will still just show you things that have like zero views and zero likes sometimes.
Huh.
And usually it's just someone doing like a weird ass theme park, like badly done theme park vlog.
Did you see the theme park clip of Ben Affleck getting escorted around Disneyland by a plaid?
No.
Yeah.
Was he fucking living it up?
Dude, I almost tagged you. You could tell he was just fucking stoked. And it was just him. He wasn't with anybody. We could have hung out with him if we saw him.
He just smoking in the park?
He didn't look like it was smoking.
Was it at Disneyland?
It looked like it was Disneyland, but certain parts of the park you can't tell.
Right,
it looked like it was over by Small World headed towards Toontown, but it's hard to say.
Was it like one of these?
It's hard.
It looks like there was a few spots, but yeah, a few. He was spotted a few times.
Yeah, it says DCA. So if that must have been, it was Disneyland.
He was with Garner. He wasn't by himself. He was with his son and Garner.
Well, again, the clip I saw was just him in a plaid alone.
A plaid?
That's the guys.
Yeah. One thing I did forget when I was talking about how much I love that Zach Braff and Donald Faison Super Bowl commercial. Is that I love the Ben Affleck Dunkin's commercial. That because I am Auntie Jim.
I think I did actually see that and thought it was funny.
I am Auntie Jim. I love Auntie stuff.
Yeah, hell yeah. See, Jeff, they call them plaids because they wear the plaid vest.
Yeah, they wear the plaid joints.
Yeah, that's it. That's all it is. It's just Ben Affleck.
No, I like it.
You know that he's fucking in the happiest place on earth.
There he is.
You know he's fucking in there for sure.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Kristen also sent me this creepy one.
Is this a scare video?
No.
Okay.
It's just spooky.
She's over it.
She's kind of staring at him.
Wait, is she crying?
Yeah, I guess she got a little teary-eyed about it.
I think she's crying because the song's so whack.
Yeah, damn, my kids suck.
Kids are scary, and they don't know they're being scary.
Yeah.
They're like, we're going to rehearse. And they, like, yelled at each other over this song. That's one word. They're like, you're fucking it up. The older one's fucking with the other one the whole time. We're going to do this for 4 minutes.
Mama, we while love
Kenyon plays Roblox on the floor. You just hear it play, like, blaring. Mama, we love you. We worship you. It's that German movie with the plastic surgery twins.
Which one was that?
Der Shining. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's the Mommy Dearest or some shit.
Oh, yeah. Dear Mommy.
Dear Mommy. Yeah, Der Shining.
Dear Mommy, we love you.
Oopopak is nasty.
Flowing out is a...
Yeah, Inspector P.
Dancing to Gasolina, Perry and Ferb.
That's Inspector P. Oh, there he is. This is good. Dude. This is Brian's wedding.
Ain't no one like it. The thing is, Perry and Ferb can pretend they're like Daddy Yankee. Kristen likes Daddy Yankee.
That's not Perry. That's Inspector P.
Whatever.
Was this from Disney Channel night?
Yeah, it looks like it. I like that they're dancing like that. Play it again.
What you can do in those costumes. They didn't get black guys in them, otherwise they'd be doing the cool shit.
This is like a Jeff video. This is a video I'd expect to get from Jeff.
Yeah.
No.
Spins the head around is good.
No, Peppa, no.
Yeah, that is a Jeff
no,
video.
No, Peppa. No.
That's some fucking sexy honey walking by for all of
Mexican Pepe.
Dale Pepe.
Gasolina. Oh, do I have my Discord open again? Sorry, people.
I like that the crowd was super into it.
I have Indian guys doing acrobatics on my feed, too. That's a good one.
Indians
they do it in
acrobatics?
Slow motion. Yeah, and they like don't ever land their stuff right. They try to do flips and parkour.
I got this guy that goes to yards that haven't been kept up, and then he like does them for free, and he does a really good job, and then the like neighborhood like cheers for him.
Wait, say that again?
He like goes to yards that are like super unkempt, like crazy, and then like he like does them up like.
Oh, you're talking about like for viral videos?
Yeah.
I've seen that guy. I think. He's like does them for free.
Yeah. And then like and then like people are like, oh hell yeah! Like it's that, and then guys that like find like rusty old tools or like rusty old candy machines or like. Old
well, what's great
things, and then they
that?
Like restore them. That I'm super into that.
Well, not to be that fucking guy, but like those things are just TikTok videos that then people also put on Instagram. So it's like you guys are just watching TikTok.
Well, I watch them on YouTube because they're like
they do a comp or something.
Well,
yeah.
No. They're like
I'm actually
like
just reading books.
They're like 10 minutes long.
Yeah, reading manga. That's not books.
I read books too. But no, yeah, like the restoration videos.
Jeff
like,
couldn't read
they're
one
like
book.
10 or 15 minutes long.
The book was ass.
Jeff couldn't read one book we were doing a book club on.
The book was ass, dude. I read 42 books in the meantime. Thank you.
You read 42
you read,
books.
You read 42 pages.
Well, the mangas are like 200 pages.
Mangas. Get
they're out
very
of here. Small pages,
I was actually.
Though.
That just shows that shit's rot to your brain, bro.
While we were reading our book, Dano, I was also reading two other books.
Yeah, but that book was ass, bro. You guys said it.
While we were reading our Book'em Dano, I was watching regular Survivor, Australian Survivor.
Auntie TikTok.
I got caught up on The Traitors this past week. what else? I'm caught up on Evil. I watched Mr. and Mrs. Smith on Amazon Prime.
Oh, actually, Evil. What else? I saw a Entertainment Weekly article that said, the most unhinged shows you aren't watching, and Evil was one of them, Jim.
Yeah, they get their last season coming up in May.
Yeah.
They fucked us. They took Evil away from us, boys. Another thing I was thinking about is fucking, I forget where I saw this, but there's something about, like, Macaulay Culkin came up. And they're talking about how his dad, well, I think it was something about him saying how his dad was jealous of him and his success when he was a kid.
Sure.
I didn't read much past it, but I started thinking, like, I don't know if I'd be jealous, but if I had a kid and all of a sudden he's making millions of dollars, I'd be like, yeah, that's my shit, bro.
Yeah,
like, you know, and I honestly, I am not even mad at Macaulay Culkin's dad, because I'd be like, resentful. Sorry, dude. Well, not even resentful. I'd be like, no, dude, like, most of this is mine. Like, you're a kid, so this is my money. That's how it works. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll put away some money for you, like a trust or whatever, for when you're 18 or something like that. Make sure you got a college fund, some money. Mm-hmm. But like 60 to 70% of this is going to my house, which is going to be our house. But it's like stuff I want to buy, stuff you kind of want to buy too. But I don't even blame you on that. I'm not about that, like, steal all your money shit.
No. You got to make sure that they're getting theirs.
You got rights to most of their money. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
The problem, didn't he put any aside? He didn't put none aside and used all of it?
Well, I don't know. Didn't he get a bunch of... Actually, let's look into it then. Because didn't he get a bunch of money in a trust?
Because he, like, didn't do the one caveat you had. I think they just used all the money, but maybe not. Or maybe it's like an insulting amount where they're like, we got 100K for you. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Let's see. His dad negotiated on his behalf in Hollywood. Macaulay said it wasn't until his parents' custody battle he learned he was worth about $50 million because Kit kept him in the dark about his finances. Let's see. He removed his parents. My father would hide newspapers from me so I wouldn't read the stuff about him or find out how much I was making. After the My Girl star found out about his earnings, he learned that the only way he could access it was if he removed Kit from his trust fund. Because he didn't want to make it messy, he pulled both of his parents' names and opted for an executor. I had millions and millions of dollars in the bank, and my mother couldn't pay the rent because she was spending all of her money on lawyers. We were about to get evicted from our apartment. Okay, so that's a little different, because he was just keeping it away from the wife.
This is just him being a scumbag. Now, I don't think you're describing yourself doing what this guy did.
No, so. I wouldn't do that, but I'd also be like, I'm in charge of the money. I like this house. Like, I don't care what house you want to get. I want to get this house. And this is the house we're getting because guess what, motherfucker? Guess who was driving you to fucking auditions? Guess who was, like, schmoozing with fucking agents and shit, getting you in the goddamn door?
Your bitch this mother who will never get a red cent.
Nah, this guy. Who's negotiating the goddamn deals? Me. Who's getting the extra millions? Me. That's who. So guess who picks up the house? This motherfucker.
I think I'd be one of those guys where it's like, I'm getting mine. I'll get mine. But when he's making $50 million, you don't even need to take much to get yours.
Yeah, you're right. You're
like,
right.
If my son tomorrow stars in a movie, becomes an overnight success, $50 million right there. I would like I could take less than $1 million and be stoked and be like set and good forever. I could be a deadbeat dad who disappears overnight. Yeah. I could take $1 million and be good the rest of my life. So like, basically that's why I'd say, like, you don't have to take much to be completely good. So anything more than that, you look bad pretty much immediately.
Apparently, I didn't see all this stuff, is that he hasn't seen his dad since 97 when the custody dispute ended. That when his dad Kit disappeared, he stole all his memorabilia, like his first costume and all the things he collected.
Oh man, that sucks.
Just twisting the knife. You know what? Fuck you, little kid.
Oh my god.
Is this a bat cave with all his My Girl stuff in it?
Yeah. He's estranged from Kit. He's not a good dude, but he wasn't really a big part of my life after the age of 15. Oh, in 2014, he suffered a massive stroke. EMTs responded to a call at his home in Grants Pass, Oregon, and he was hospitalized in intensive care. He reportedly lost all motor functions at the time, which he later confirmed after recovering. Karen told Hollywood Reporter in 2021 that his father came to watch him in a play. He came, he carried cards around with him that said, "I'm not stupid, I understand you, I just had a stroke."
My dad had to do that because he had a stroke where he could, like, he was all retard, like, because you just can't talk, or like, and then eventually he could start trying to talk, but it, like, takes a while. I remember he had to have, like, he had something where he was just like, "Hey, I had a stroke," like, just so if people tried to talk to him, he didn't have to try and talk to them, because they'll think,
yeah, it's like, "Hey, I can hear you," like, yeah, because, you know, people are probably like, "Okay, yeah, go in the other room, well, you annoying fuck."
And you could tell that he was really frustrated by the fact that, like, his brain was saying, "I want to say these words," but his mouth was like, "Duh." So,
let me see in the chat. Zenpai in the chat, working in banking in SoCal, there's something called a Coogan account for child actors. It's set up so that they become adults, they're not destitute. I wonder if that's named after Steve Coogan, Corey Feldman's friend, the Dishes Are Done Man guy from Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
Probably. Actually, I think I have heard that as well. Because that, like, it became...
Well, that makes sense. Because, again, I'm not saying... Like, yeah, I guess I'm not saying just steal all the money and run away. But I'm just saying, like, I'm in charge, bitch. And 50% of this is mine.
I think that I would go, like, cool. House stuff, it kind of just makes sense to be like, cool, like, it's our house, so, like, we'll figure it out. Like, you're a little kid, you don't, like, care. As long as we're in a place you'd like to be. And then, obviously,
hell yeah.
Car stuff doesn't matter because, again, you're a kid. But it's when you're just going, like, no, all this money is mine. Like, I'm going to cut you out of it. That's when it's dangerous. But, again, if my kid had $50 million, I'd take $1 million and then I'd just disappear.
Yeah, I'd take... Yeah, it's got to be at least, like, 15 mil.
Yeah. I'd take a smooth mil and I'd just disappear forever.
You gotta take more than $1 million. You're not gonna live forever on $1 million.
Dude, I'm almost 40. I could live the rest of my life on $1 million.
I think you'd be surprised.
If I made what I make right now at my job, but, like, didn't have to actually work,
yeah,
I'd be fine, and $1 million would be like that for the rest of my life.
The problem is,
I think people forget how much $1 million actually is. You'd start going
to theme parks even more than you're going now, and you'd be like, oh my God, I pissed it all away.
It's like a gambling addiction with an athlete, but it's just like he kept going more and more. Well, he had just been there and he kept going.
And that's the thing. That's on me.
Oh, but then you just get an annual pass.
Be a Magic Key member. Yeah, Magic Key member, bro.
Factor in how many years you're going to live. Buy them up front.
Buy Magic Keys for however many years you think you're going to live. But hey, if you fuck up and you go to theme parks too many times, you burnt that bridge, and that's on you. So you could have stuck around and gone more.
Your annual passes.
You know what? Okay, I'll take $2 million, and then I'll disappear. Then I'll get magic keys, and then I'll have the other $1 million to live off of.
What's a magic key? Is that like a black?
It's like a season pass.
It's an annual pass.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, I will have I'll have $1 million for magic keys, and then I'll have $1 million for my life.
Do they give you a key? Do they give you like a box set type thing?
I don't think they give you an actual key.
Thank you, Hound P, for the follow. He's also saying that you'll end up wasting the money. And inflation would end up fucking you in the long run, Mike.
No, I just have a savings account. Take Let that more. Money work for me.
It's a savings account.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could invest some of it. Yeah,
I'd have a high-yield savings account.
I'd have Bitcoin. I'd have lots of Bitcoin.
I'd save some of it.
I'd have a few Bitcoins.
I'd invest some of it, two of them.
I'd have, like, right now, I have millions of SHIB. I'd have billions of SHIB.
Whoa.
Okay. Shibuya.
Yeah, so I'd have Magic Key.
I'd have Ethereum.
High-yield savings account.
You need more than a high-yield savings account.
Nah,
though.
That's it.
What's that paying, like 5%?
Who cares? I got $2 million.
That's Casey. Not a lot.
No, again, $2 million is so, like, if I looked at, like, fast forward, and I say, okay, all the money, let's pretend I never get another raise the rest of my life. If I add all that money up, I bet you it's so many years before I hit $1 million that I'm definitely dead.
I got you. Because you're saying that you're still living the life of Riley.
Yeah, I can live my normal life, but not have to work, and then have that extra $1 million for magic keys.
AC's saying in 3 months, Mike's down to 15K.
No,
I'm 17 lightsabers and 28 droids.
Here's the thing. I'm keep in mind, guys.
Yeah, that's a couple K.
For a long
right
time,
there.
I didn't make much money.
That's true.
For me, I make the most I've ever made, but I don't make like a ton. And I've got tons of lightsabers. I play every video game.
Yeah.
I have an apartment that I take care of my mom. I am very good with my money.
The Coogan thing's named after Jackie Coogan, who is actually related to Steve Coogan.
Okay.
Ah.
It's funny because it was his grandson. But I think Steve Coogan also got fucked out of money probably as a child actor. So it's like, yeah, passing it down from generation to generation.
Coog to Coog. Coogan Town.
Yeah, dude, we got, you got to get into like a fucking dividends or something, Mike. You got to put the money where your mouth is, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't know.
If you catch my meaning.
So I'm almost...
You can get a Domino's franchise, like 25K. Kevin's been telling me all about it. Kevin's going to get a Domino's franchise.
I'm almost 40.
Shit pays for itself.
If I'm not counting what they take away from taxes, I'm calling my amount gross pay. It would take me 24 years to make $1 million starting like now.
Okay.
And that's with none of my taxes getting taken. So obviously take that much. You assume how much your paycheck? Probably like 25-30%.
Oh, you mean of taxes? Yeah, or what are you talking about?
If taxes get taken out.
Yeah, something like that. I guess depends on how much you make. So but yeah, it's like anywhere from like...
Take a third of that.
30% to like 40% or
so
something.
So a third of that. So it would take me roughly 32 years to make $1 million at what I make right now.
How much are you put on black?
$100,000 immediately.
That's not bad.
Like immediately.
Not bad at all.
Because that's an amount where you're like, dope if you double it, but then you're like, I've got a fucking $1 million.
Yeah, it wouldn't even hurt. That's a good way to start your I'm going to make my $1 million last. You lose 100K, it's whatever. You got nine more.
So yeah, so 30, it would take between 31 and 33 years for me to make $1 million at what I make right now. I'm almost 40, so I'd be 70 years old by the time I ran out. In theory, we're just saying if I live the same life I have right now,
yeah,
I'd be 70 years old before I ran through that.
You don't
that,
think you'll be tempted to live a higher lifestyle?
Live maybe, deliciously. But it would be something like right
Wait,
now.
Wait, hold on. Let me rephrase that. Uh-huh. You don't think you'd be tempted to live that new lifestyle?
You would be living life like a Bugatti and it's only beginning.
I would do something like get a house so I don't pay rent kind of thing. You know, like invest forward so that, because in the long run, my guess is if you take all 33 of those years,
you're getting a mortgage or you're just paying it off.
That costs more than just buying a house. Yeah, you just buy a house.
You're saying nothing changed but the money?
Yes.
Yeah, this is first
this
day.
This is me.
This is first,
first day.
First day,
yeah.
You're hanging out with Birdman, Soulja Boy. Yeah, this is you on your guided tour of Busch Gardens. You're going to theme parks that don't even have themes, getting tours.
I mean, yeah, I get a YMCMB face tattoo, but that's like not that much in the grand scheme of things. But yeah, so
how many times would you go on a private tour of Disney though?
So that's what the other million is for.
Oh, that's right.
Remember,
I forgot about the other million.
Yeah, you forgot about the other million. The other million is where I go like, okay, I'm supposed to be keeping the same lifestyle, but I don't have work. So that means there's hours of the day.
Hey, that was perfect.
Sorry.
And so the other million. Yeah, the other million is for the like the most expensive tour, the room that's inside of Cinderella's castle. And the thing is, you do that once or twice. You don't need to do that constantly. You do that once or twice to find out what it's like. And then you just go back to your normal life. And then the other million is for you to like go like, well, I don't want to just like
my husband
not
on
do
vacation.
Anything. But again, think about how easy it is to save money right now. Just right now, as we are as people, if you didn't have to pay rent, you'd feel like you were
that's
so
true.
Much richer. If you didn't have to pay a phone bill, something that's not even that big. If you could take away like two of your utilities, like internet and electricity, just two of them, you'd suddenly be like, holy shit, I make so much more money. Like it'd be crazy. So if you were suddenly getting that same amount of money that would have been your work money, but then you didn't have anything to pay for anymore, and you could just do whatever you want with your time,
I think
it really
is,
would stretch.
This is like communism, though. It sounds great, Mike, but the second you get access to that second million, and you're like, I'm bored.
You
I'm
going to live in that lifestyle.
I guess it's private tour time.
Well, but again, I feel like
at Tokyo Disney.
I'm good with my money, and so I trust myself.
No,
it
would be too much.
I think everything you're saying is correct, but the hardest thing, maybe not for you, but for most people, is the hardest thing is to then, like you're saying, live almost exactly how you're living.
Well, you know what you could do? You could probably get like an accountant and say, hey, guy who's smart, look at my life right now.
start investing in some Airbnbs.
Like, we'll do it. And then go, how do you give me a monthly slash, how do I legally give myself a stipend? where like it's all automated for me and I just
passive income. We're talking NFT.
Yeah, I can't be passive income. I can't like be untrustworthy because I'm simply going like, oh, well, if I want to spend less on food to save money, I'm still saving the amount I get per month. Treat it like paychecks somehow so that you're like going, I can't go crazy.
Mike's the guy in the movie when they're like, we got to go talk to Jackal. And they go talk to Jackal, but Jackal is... You think it's a bum on the street, but then he's this like secret agent guy. Cause I always think about that guy and how like what he lives every single day as a bum, but he's not really a bum. He's secretly a tactician. Weapons designer or some shit.
You see him on the street and it's like, dun, 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 dun. Oh, it's just,
but then you think about that guy's life. He's doing that every single day. So essentially why doesn't he just become a bum? Because he's a bum.
Think about this. Become a bum. Now you have like an extra amount that you can dip into for the theme parks. You're that guy that you see out front of the theme parks by the speaker with his dog. That's just a crypto millionaire.
Which guy?
The sleeping guy.
The one that's sleeping guy. Yeah.
I know he looked a little more sleepy, a little more cold this time you went, but he's a crypto billionaire.
And you can still do all that Mike style stuff.
Mike style.
Give it to Dip, baby. $1 million
I do it for Mickey. I do it for Donald. Alone, I do it for all the Toontown gang.
Because it wouldn't be hard to still think of your money that way because you can do it right now. Like, you have bills, you have a job, and you can still do that stuff. So you'd simply just be doing the same thing.
Sunday or Monday, I'm on a private tour. You would run through that second million quick.
If you didn't think you could trust yourself, there's
five guys every day order $12 burgers. You'd be going.
If you can't trust yourself, there's got to be ways you can set it up for yourself where like it you basically tell someone like, hey, I am legally saying I can't trust myself with my money. Make sure that doesn't happen.
That's where they steal your money.
Oh, that's where you get Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah.
You get Dane Cook.
I don't want to get Dane Cook or Bruce Springsteen.
The first thing he says is, Jim's got to move to Nocatee.
Okay, then you know what I do? I give it to Jim, and I say, Jim, here's, and I pull up a legal document.
I'll figure this out.
And I go, Jim, here's...
That's a whole another million we can use.
Yeah, that's...
Here's
he only cares about the 1 million.
I trust Jim. An accountant might Dane Cook me or Bruce Springsteen me, but I trust that Jim wouldn't. But then I'd also pay Jim... And that could be how, like, I could be like, cool, I'm making sure Jim's taking care of for doing this for me, and Jim is watching my back for what little amount maybe I can't be trusted. Jim is going to make sure that I just don't run through
it. I keep just trying to stick my USB into Jim's computer to steal your crypto. I don't know how to steal crypto.
Mike's all good. I'm buying up Solana. I'm buying up Ethereum. I'm doing right by him.
Well, yeah,
we're getting a
DVC. Got 1 million for shitcoin. We got 1 million for Bitcoin. And then with Jim, Mike lives a meager homeless life, and he goes to Disneyland. But what if he becomes bitch homie, Mike?
Ooh, what if I'm bitch homie Kwan?
You go from rich homie Mike to bitch homie
Mike?
Did
bitch homie Kwan also... Is he also caught up in this court trial that's going on?
Are they two different people?
From Young Thug?
Young Thug?
Oh, no. Is rich homie Kwan and bitch homie Kwan different?
Oh, they're the same person. Okay. Bitch homie Kwan, he's rich.
Just one time, Young Thug called him bitch homie Kwan on stage, and then they never worked.
How many people from this video are caught up in that court trial?
Somehow not Birdman.
Weird.
Yeah, because it's all just like Young Thug's like actual guys or whatever, or his artists.
Mm.
Gunna snitched and got out.
You got to be careful when you're naming yourself as a rapper. Make sure that like you're thinking ahead of time, like what are the things people could call me if they change their minds?
Yeah, blowing ounces of pack.
Yeah.
And constantly smoking high as kites using Rillos.
Who box your curts airtight?
It's airtight.
At worst, a radio show will turn your name into their identity.
Boopak, boopak, boopak.
Hey Jim, what year is it?
Ooh, what a great cue.
Because I've been asking people where they're at if they're alive, but I also like they're like, well, yeah, I might be. It depends. What year is it?
What year could it be?
You know, like when you come from the future and you're like, what year is it?
20.
It is the year 20. Boopak.
Boopak, excuse
Skiznasty? Boopak is Skiznasty?
Like Boopak is Skiznasty?
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 There it is.
Stop, Boopak! Get to the chopper! We will take this here to remember Boopak Shakur, a great man who is always blowing ounced of piff and constantly smoking highest kites using Rellos. He will be back.
Boopak Shakur!
My back shots sound like bongos.
Are you alive? Are you alive? Just wonder if you're alive.
I was very surprised, honestly, all that talk of parks that were themed.
Oh, that's right. What was all that talk?
I guess you had to throw it on the cutting room floor.
Wow, what a show. What a fucking deep well we have.
Hell yeah.
It's so deep.
That is a part one, ladies and germs. I was listening to an old episode because I was putting together the archives for a listener. Episode 32 I was listening to.
Oh, shit.
We say the N-word a lot, kind of.
I was going to say, here comes the dings.
You know, I mean, the content cowboy himself might even say it a lot. But,
no.
But that's not...
Well, he was dropping N-words and F-slurs left and right back in the day.
I mean, everyone was. What was James Gunn saying at the time?
Probably retard. Probably F-slur.
This is not that, though. That's not what I'm playing. Actually, wait, hold on. Where's the...
Oh, wait, that is what I'm playing.
Wait, that is the clip.
Oh, no. It's just an edit of only those.
Okay, no, there's a quick... Just a segment going way back. I'm going to maybe try to pull some more old bits, because, I mean, obviously we have so much shit. Because it was cracking me up, and then I was listening to... I forgot we used to do Light News. And one of the funniest things about Light News is that we hate Light News, but we still do it.
That's a good bit.
But the Light News here was that Jake got glasses. So that's this is going back to 2008, I believe.
Okay.
We'll be back.
So, yeah, I wear glasses now. Most of the time, you know, to read it helps. It helps when I'm watching TV or playing video games.
You masturbate with your glasses on?
Actually, every time I've masturbated, I've taken my glasses off. I don't know if that's...
Do you come on them?
Just not...
Is that why you take them off?
Yeah, I take them off to come on them.
Oh, fuck you, AccuView.
Do you wear your glasses when you masturbate, either of you?
No.
I have to.
You have to?
I have to always wear my glasses.
What do you mean by that? You Cyclops? What are you talking about?
I wouldn't even be able to find... I wouldn't be able to see anything.
Okay, well, still, though.
You don't have to see anything to jerk off.
Oh, he's talking about, like, the... I just woke up, and I'm just going to go all visual.
No, just when you jerk
mental
off.
Mental on it.
Just... Oh, okay. You're talking about seeing porn.
Yes.
Or something like that. Okay.
I don't even look at porn when I jack off.
What do you look at? Yourself?
No, I just have an imagination. I keep it realistic.
You just look in the mirror?
No.
Okay, so what do you imagine?
Yeah.
Like,
Brandon's imagination.
Young ass bitches off MySpace. They're like, hey, my parents are out of town. I'm having people over. Can you buy us some beer?
That sounds like an episode of To Catch a Predator.
So, that's what I jerk off to.
So, your imagination is just remembering stuff.
Or making up stuff that reminds me of shit I can remember, yeah. It's better than watching some guy bang some chick on there be able to bang. My dick knows the difference. He's realistic.
The one thing that I can agree with is sometimes it is better than watching a cum shot compilation. Just thinking about it, I know in this group we've talked about this like 100 times, but you really are just watching a guy jack off.
Yep.
Well, yeah.
If someone came in the room, they would think you were watching guys jack off. That's all they would be seeing. And then you go, no, don't worry, he's coming. Like, that's what
Yeah, they were talking about that on CB Radio.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's what I'm saying. This not just Jim and them, but Real Kid Radio. You know, Casey and I have talked about this before,
yeah,
too.
But
it's just you're watching guys jack off.
But
come on each other.
There's a chick there.
Doesn't make it
gay.
It's still gay.
Oh, it's gay now.
Yep, to watch a guy jerk off is gay.
It's not gay. You're the kind of guy who's like, if you don't watch two chicks, you're gay.
Well, no.
Well, the reason why people like...
Yeah, we're sitting here banging some chick, and then you pulled out... I wouldn't just sit there and watch you jerk off and nut on her.
Maybe you would, though, if you knew I was going to nut on her.
As a fag, I'd be like, oh, let me see you really just splatter on her.
But you'd use your imagination.
Reminds me what I do.
You would just use your imagination and think of it.
He strokes.
You'd be like, "Whoa, whoa! Put your dick away." Yeah. I have a good imagination.
I know how this is gonna go.
I'm a little realistic about this stuff.
Yeah. No, I'd sit there and watch. I'm like, "Hey, Jake, that reminds me of what I do when I get ready to come. Look at your toes. I do that too. Don't worry about this, chick."
Well, it's a little different if you're just if you're just sitting with Jake watching him jack off.
Yeah, that's still and totally
if you're watching and you're watching a live porno movie.
It's the same thing as watching basketball on TV and watching basketball at the stadium. You're just doing the live version.
I don't know. I think if I was with a guy and we were both fucking a chick, like, I wouldn't be actively watching him fuck the girl, but at the same time, it's not like I would avert my eyes. You know, to me, it'd kind of be like a porn.
Yeah.
Yeah, know? But like, say he got ready to jerk off and he pulls out, you're just going to sit there and be like,
oh. Yeah, just watch it and be like, awesome. No, I don't know what I'd do. It's never happened to me.
You'd
but
watch and be like, you're not going to come yet? You're not going to come yet?
Well, I'd always be asking him.
I would have came by now.
I would always be asking
him. I would have came by now. Oh, jeez, man.
What's up, dude? When are we going to come? Straight up, I don't want to be like too much, you know, ahead of you or behind you. So let's talk about this. Now? Okay.
It's gay.
I thought you said now. My bad.
Is it gayer than calling up a guy and getting him all fucking hot and bothered?
That's fucking gay.
That's fucking gay.
That's how you get your swagger up.
Yeah. So gay.
That's pimp shit when dudes jack off to you.
That's pimp shit.
It's the gayest thing we've done in the history of this
show. It's not gay.
It is gay.
I'm just so sexy a nigga will just jerks off to my voice.
Well, he didn't know it was you, though. He thought it was some other black guy.
He thought it was me. He knew who Bill Barnsworth was.
He was jerking off to some other black picture.
Hey. He's still jerking it.
That was your voice. That's the important thing.
Yep. He's going to hell because of me.
So my glasses were light news.
Yeah.
What's your light news, Brandon?
I got dressed the other day, and I realized one of my shoes that I've had for like over 2 years, it hasn't been laced in over 2 years. One and the other one has.
This bit sucks.
Yeah, that's
light news is terrible. It's going to be. We're not doing light news ever again.
Well, that's what news in my life. What else? Oh, the tortillas we bought from Smith's.
All right.
The bottom ones are spoiled.
Yeah, light news is done.
Yeah.
Light news sucks.
What else?
Light news is the worst fucking bit we've ever had.
Allegiant Air has really cheap flights.
Stop with the light news.
Yeah, light news blows.
You blow.
What are we doing?
What do you know about Bupak? Bupak? Bupak Shakur. 40-year-old Bupak Shakur.
Bupak?
Bupak. I think you mean Bupak Shakur. Bupak Shakur. Bupak Shakur.
Bupak.
Bupak Shakur. Bupak Shakur. Bupak. Bupak and Bupak Shakur. Blowing ounces of piff and constantly smoking high as kites using Rillos.
Yeah.
Legends never die. Rest in heaven, Bupak Shakur. I was in the Bupak mindset. Bupak. Bupak. Bupak Shakur.
Blowing ounces of piff
and constantly, and then you got the Shakur part. Smoking high as kites using Rellos. Bupak Shakur, legends never
Bupak?
Die.
Bupak?
Bupak?
Bupak.
Shoutouts to Bupak. Bupak?
Bupak?
R.I.P. Bupak. Bupak Shakur? Bupak.
Bupak?
Bupak. Bupak. Wait, you're Bupak? I just learned about Bupak and he catches pedos.
Bupak?
Bupak.
Bupak? Bupak? Bupak?
Bupak.
You mean Bupak? He just died.
Bupak Shakur himself? Well, themselves.
Oh, yeah. Well, himself. It's the same guy. Yeah.
What a great show. You're welcome, everybody.
You're welcome.